Matthew 5, 27 to 30 gives an idea of removing the offending part in a figurative sense so that you will not give the flesh occasion to sin. It's similar to a concept to what you found in Romans 6, and you can put in your notes, Romans 6, 6 to 23. Romans 6, 6 to 23, where it tells you that you have to let your body die. You know, your body has to be dead to sin, and you have to live for Yahshua. We read this all the time when we're talking about baptism and how your old self is dying, and no longer allow your members to give into sin. You are in control of that. You are in control of your body and your mind. And yes, I understand that this is not always, easily done, but this is our challenge, brethren. This is what we must continually work on daily. And the next suggestion is very closely related. 4, make it difficult for yourself to sin. Make it difficult for yourself to sin. In other words, put obstacles in your path so that you will not sin. You know, Job understood the importance of a step like this, so he put mental and spiritual obstacles in his path. Job 31, verse 1. Job says, I have made a covenant with my eyes. How then could I gaze at a virgin? He made a covenant with his own eyes. So he said, I'm not even going to look at one because I don't want to happen to me what Matthew 5:27 is talking about. I mean, he didn't say Matthew 5:27. At least, I don't know if he had that vision, that foresight, but the same concept was there is my point. He made a covenant with his eyes, and he continues walking there, and he tells you how Yahweh sees his steps. And he says in verse 7, if my step has turned from the way, or my heart followed my eyes. And that's our problem, brethren. All too often, our heart follows not what is rational and spiritual, but all too often our heart follows our eyes, brethren. Because that's where we take in everything. And it's not always good things that we take in. We know, you know what I'm talking about, brethren. You know, you take things in your eyes and in your ears that you shouldn't. Or if any spot has stuck to my hands, let me sow and another eat, and let my crops be uprooted, and etc. He goes on. It takes discipline to do this. It takes an understanding that you must rely on the Spirit of Yahweh to remember to perform His commandments. In other words, you allow the commandments of Yahweh to serve as positive obstacles in your life to crowd out sinful thoughts and actions and to redirect you to holiness and a spiritual way of life. And by the way, the tzitzit, the fringes or the tassels were made for that purpose, but the Holy Spirit performs that function in our day. So if you went over to Numbers chapter 15, and this is something that this is a point of contention. This is one of those things that the pastoral epistles say you don't want to argue about. But this is a point of contention. This is like a supreme doctrine for some people, that you have to have the fringes. Well, brethren, what was the purpose of the fringes? Numbers 15:38. Speak to the sons of Israel and tell them that they shall make for themselves tassels on the corner of their garments throughout their generations, and that they shall put on the tassel of each corner a cord of blue. It shall be a tassel for you to look at and remember all the commandments of Yahweh so as to do them and not follow after your own heart and your own eyes, exactly what Job said he didn't want to do, after which you played the harlot. It shall be a tassel for you to look at and remember all the commandments of Yahweh so as to do them and not follow after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you played the harlot. You ever had a piece of string that you tied around your finger because you wanted to remember to do something? That's the concept here. To look at the tassel, oh, I remember the commandments of Yahweh, and I'm going to do them. And they're on your clothes, because your clothes are right through your... There's nothing mystical about the tassels and fringes. There's nothing... You know, why this great importance of the figure, the object? Is not the remembrance of the commandments the real point of this passage? Is it not? Is it the tassel itself that's the main point here? Or is that nitpicking, brethren? So you're going to hear this from time to time from people. You got to have the tassels. You got to have the fringes. What is the importance of the fringes? The importance of the fringes is to remember the commandments. That is the ultimate goal. What does John 14 tell you? 14, beginning with verse 16. John 14, 16. I will ask the Father, and He will give you... This is Yahshua speaking to the disciples before He was taken. I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may be with you forever. And this helper, of course, is what? Verse 17, that is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it did not see Him or know Him. But you know Him because He abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. You know, the Holy Spirit was not generally given to everyone in the course of history. At the time that the commandment for the tzitzit and the fringes was given, the Holy Spirit was not given to everyone. It was given to select people like Moses and some of the leadership. and Moses would take from the spirit that he had and give it to other people in accordance with Yahweh's directives. But the spirit was not given to anyone. Yahshua was talking about a time shortly after his death when the spirit would be given in measure to everyone who wanted to obey Yahweh. And it says, verse 19, after a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live, you will live also. And that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, and again, this is the point, he who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him. And then it says, verse 24, he who does not love me